Hi, and welcome to the Changing Perspectives Podcast, the show where we discuss a variety of topics, including grief, parenting, relationships, mental health, and pop culture. Join us and explore a number of changing perspectives. We're your hosts, Jenny and Josh Brennan. Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
I almost said hi, baby.
Oh, yeah, that's not.
No.
That's not. No.
I know.
Don't do that.
Well, this is a relationship episode.
I guess so. Yeah, that's true.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to episode 98 of the Changing Perspectives Podcast. Back at you with another relationship episode. If you haven't done so already, you need to sign up for Jenny's newsletter. Head on over to changingperspectivesonline.com. And you can also check out our shop. We just had a sale that ended. This episode's coming out on Tuesday, October 5th. And we just had a sale end a couple days ago.
Why would you tell people that?
Because you have to be paying attention.
Gotcha.
If you missed it, be on the lookout for the next sale.
Okay.
But the fall stuff's not going to be available for all that much longer, so get it now. I know Jenny loves all the housekeeping that I do at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. It's my favorite.
You just look forward to it. It's actually the time you scroll on your phone, I think.
I'm posting on Instagram.
Oh, nice. Hey, don't forget, we are now members of the Helium Radio Network family. You can find the Changing Perspectives Podcast Mondays, 6:30 Eastern on the Life Improvement Channel, which is very exciting. Jenny, what do you think about this?
Do you hear Norma Jean's snoring with her eyes open?
Oh boy.
She's not happy again.
What do you think about this rainy fall day we're having here in New England?
Well, I love it because it's my admin day, so I don't see clients or teach, and I have an enormously long to-do list. Mm. And so this is a great day because it's rainy and it's gray.
Kind of perfect.
Yeah, but we have to go to a football game in the pouring rain soon for our oldest, and it's ruining my whole day.
Why?
I don't like being outside. I don't like being outside in the rain.
I get that, but you wear the right clothing.
Yeah.
So you don't get too soaked and cold.
She's snoring.
And we can enjoy the football.
Yes. You know what it is? It's this in-between. As much as I talk about how it's important to be in the in-between, right? The space between black and white and like perfection, all that, right? Mm-hmm. Like the in-between. I have a hard time being in-between, and it's the in-between because I don't know if it's going to get canceled or not. So I don't actually know what the rest of my day looks like, and that's hard for me.
I hope they don't cancel.
First world problems. I know. All right. Let's get on with this because we are actually on a
time
clock today.
We are.
Because I have a meeting, even though I said it's an admin day, but it's not a work. I'm doing a live this weekend,
About it?
No, because I don't have the details yet. But we're doing a dry run this afternoon.
You should talk about it because this episode comes out 2 days before you're live.
Indeed, I should.
So yeah. Talk about it.
Well, I don't really have the details.
Why don't you pull up the details and I'll do the BetterHelp read.
Okay.
How about that? Hey, Norma Jean. Norma Jean.
You have to stop. I know you're upset. She's upset that Everett's in here with us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, folks. Changing Perspectives is brought to you by BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp is an online counseling resource who makes professional counseling accessible, affordable, and convenient. They offer four ways to get licensed counseling through video sessions, phone call, live chat, and messaging. As everyone knows all too well, the past year and a half has been challenging to say the least, and the broad expertise of the BetterHelp Counselor Network could provide anyone struggling with life's challenges the help they need, anytime or anywhere. Whatever struggles you're facing, whether it's depression, grief and loss, anxiety, BetterHelp.com can provide you the counselor that's the right fit. In fact, when you head on over to BetterHelp.com/changingperspectives, you can fill out a survey so they can match you with a mental health professional that will meet your needs. Listen, you may not have access to the help you need where you are. BetterHelp allows you the opportunity to access those resources from all over. Visit BetterHelp.com/changingperspectives. After signing up, you'll be matched with a counselor in 24 hours or less. Again, visit BetterHelp.com/changingperspectives.
Okay, so I am talking on Thursday night with Esther from Moms of Biggs.
Yeah.
So if you're on Facebook, it's Moms of Biggs. So she talks about parenting older kids.
Yeah.
So 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, she and I are going to be chatting about mom self-care.
And you'll be sharing the links all over your socials.
I just shared one right now because she just posted hers. Yeah.
Very good. Good job, Jenny.
Thanks.
That was efficient podcasting.
Okay, great. Right. Let's get into the content.
Get into the content. Okay. So we are talking about relationships, and one of the relationship resources we've talked about a bunch on the show is the Gottman Institute. The Gottman Institute is, I don't know, explain the Gottman Institute, Jenny.
I'm really sorry. I'm sorry, Julie and John Gottman. The Gottman Institute is a training and resource for specifically couples and marriages. And they put out this great little, their newsletter is great. It's not really a newsletter. It's like a mailing list. And I think they send a few a week. So it is one of those mailing lists that you get a lot, but you could just save them. Some of them are quick little 1 minute things, and some of them are longer resources. So this one came through the other day, and I thought this would be kind of neat to talk about on our podcast. Yeah.
So this came through on the Marriage Minute, right?
I don't know.
I think it did.
Okay.
So the Marriage Minute,
I feel like you're testing me a lot today, and I'm not prepared.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I don't mean to.
Okay.
I think you're doing fine.
Okay.
You're passing with flying colors. This one, I think, came through on the Marriage Minute newsletter, which is the email newsletter that the Gottman Institute sends out that I subscribe to, Jenny just subscribes to. It often does give us some good ideas for content because we like to share these resources with everybody. But I like the Marriage Minute a lot, and I think this came through on that newsletter. So this is Gottman Relationship Bingo, Jenny. So we've got a whole PDF that's free to download, and you can print it off and do it with your partner.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a fall-themed bingo, right? Fall in love.
Yes.
Yes. And Jenny and I have already talked about how much we love the fall on the show.
Right.
And the fall is actually kind of important for us as a couple.
Right. We met. Yeah. It's our dating anniversary. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah.
We got engaged in the fall.
That's true, too. Yep.
My birthday's in the fall. All that has nothing to do with our relationship.
Nope. Yeah. Okay. Our children's birthdays are in the fall, though. All right. So what are we doing with this? So it's a bingo card.
We're going to go through each of the squares.
Okay, great.
Because so when you download this free PDF, there's a bingo board, and you can look at hashtag Gottman Relationship Bingo. That's a searchable hashtag there. And you have this bingo card, but then attached are these three sheets of paper that have all the explanation about what each bingo square is.
Okay.
And so our squares are the same, right?
Probably, yeah.
So it's not like you're playing against your partner.
No.
Right? You're just getting five or whatever you want to say.
Yeah, but if you wanted to, you could like put them into a bingo card generator and make a game out of this. Okay.
Right. I think we should plan on, what's it called, when you cover all the things in bingo?
Cover all?
Cover all.
It might be.
Is it that simple?
It might be. I don't know.
Am I annoying you today?
So much, because we have to keep this under 40 minutes.
I know, but...
And there's like...
There's not that much content 5, 10, here.
15, 20, there's 24, and you're going to want to go through each one. And if we spend a minute on each, that's already 24 minutes. And I think we've already spent 50 minutes talking about nothing.
It's been 8 minutes and 36 seconds. 40 seconds. 41
I don't
seconds.
Like when we record this and we have a time limit.
I know, but you act like it's done now. We should turn it off. No, we're good.
Okay.
It's all good.
All right.
Jenny has a hot date to get to, and it does not include me at all. Okay. So this is the couple's guide to the Gottman Relationship Bingo, Fall in Love. We'll just read the first one because it's the free square. So it says, are you ready to fall in love, quote unquote? Simply mark this box off to begin. So we as a couple, we get that free space.
I'm so glad that you took the time to explain what a free square is in bingo.
I'm just reading it from the guide.
But don't read the whole thing. That's annoying. Is that what we're doing? We're just reading all of this stuff?
We're going to read each square and talk about it.
Including the free space?
Well, that was it. That was done.
Okay, right, okay.
So you've made us spend more time in the free space than I actually did.
But I don't think we need to talk about... So the first square on here, really, B1, would be give each other a compliment every day this month. I don't think we really need to read that, do we? Is there some magical thing that they say in there?
Yeah, there's... Okay, so the Gottman Institute is all about exploring your relationship.
Correct. Right?
And trying to be, to have a better relationship. So each of these squares has an explanation.
Okay.
And I think it's okay if we don't get through all of them.
Okay. I disagree.
Okay. So you just read the first one.
I feel like we don't need to actually read all of their stuff, though. I think we can talk about that.
Okay.
I love the Gottmans, but I don't think that there's anything earth-shattering that they're going to say in their description about why a compliment is important. I think I could guess.
Go ahead.
It's probably so that you don't break down your relationship like we are right now. And breeding resentment. And I think it's easy when you're in a relationship to just take each other for granted and think nice things, but not say them. I think we do that a lot with all of our relationships. I don't mean you and me. I mean us collectively. We're just going to have to ignore Norma Jean's breathing.
I think we hear her more in person than they do on the audio.
She's just upset because our other dog, Everett, is in here and she does not like that.
So that's a good point about not saying what you're thinking.
Yeah. I think we do that a lot.
I do that a lot. I know I do.
So this, you know, this bingo thing sort of encourages you to be mindful about things you sort of take for granted. So that would be one thing. Give each other a compliment every day this month. So we couldn't check that off unless we've given each other a compliment every day this month.
Through October.
Yeah. And I would argue it has to be heartfelt.
Yeah.
Not like, nice sweatshirt.
What if you really like my sweatshirt?
That's not a compliment about you.
Ah. How about you look good in that sweatshirt?
Mm. Yeah, no? But I don't think they should all be looks based.
Oh, I totally agree.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, good job on joining Mom of Biggs on Thursday. Proud of you.
Is that your compliment?
That's my compliment. Okay. I am actually proud of you. That's exciting.
That's a weak compliment, but okay.
I'm tying it in. Don't forget to check out Jenny on Thursday, Facebook Live. Schedule a weekly State of the Union meeting. This sounds like our staff meeting.
It is our staff meeting. Yeah.
But specifically in here, it says first start with appreciation. Share five things your partner did this past week that you appreciated. So it's not just
I like that.
It's not just a staff meeting. Like, what are the logistics of our family or our relationship this week? It's, you know, about your relationship. Then it says move into what went right in the relationship this week and then any concerns you may have. Remember to take turns and listen. A lot of the time people spend, instead of listening, planning what they're going to say next. And you don't want to do that with your partner.
Right. That's not active listening. Okay. Come up with a new ritual of connection. Okay. So I actually want to hear what they say about this one.
Oh, do you want me to read it?
Yeah.
Because you have it too.
I know, but I'm doodling.
Rituals of connection are ways to connect with your partner that you design together, plan for, and commit to doing on a regular basis. This is kind of what we talked about a couple episodes ago. Like your relationship.
Oh, like
your
find your thing.
Find your thing. Your new.
But this has come up with a new one.
Yeah. Your new ritual can be big, like how you celebrate the holidays, or small, like how you wind down together before bed. Think about the rituals you currently have with your partner and create a new one together. I got to say, you know, we have a few ritualistic things which we try to do, you know, like the days that we record, we work from home together and we spend some time together, which is nice because the boys are in school. So that's kind of a ritual thing. But I like the idea of trying to think of a new ritual.
I like that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what it would be.
We'll have to think about that. Mm-hmm. And it should be fall themed.
You could combine that with the State of the Union and spend some time problem solving around it. Or
so you have like an agenda?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Go on a fall themed date. Well, that's easy, right? Like apple picking.
Yeah.
Pumpkin picking.
Going to a football game.
Oh, yeah.
Every day of the week.
Yep.
It says, go into a pumpkin patch, autumn hike, cozy at home, share your favorite pumpkin spice beverage together. But it says use the hashtag Gottman Relationship Bingo to tell us how your fall date went.
Oh.
So you can get involved
with social media. We should probably use that hashtag when we share this.
We absolutely will. Mm. We used to do fall dates all the time, Jenny. I feel like.
Well,
for sure. Fall was a big deal for us.
Before we had children that had lives. Yes, mm-hmm. Indeed.
Yeah.
But now fall is their busy season. And you remember, coach.
Yeah. No. Like, it's literally football every day, which is, we wouldn't have any of that any different. But I remember when we lived in the city, one of the first times I ever went apple picking was with you on a date.
Was that when we lived together?
Yeah.
In Dorchester?
Yep.
I think we came home with like approximately 300 dozen apples.
Yep. Something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We had no idea.
Yeah.
But it was fun.
We're like, we'll buy 3 bags.
Yeah. Sure. Why not? Start a relationship journal. This is interesting. I don't really know that I have ever heard of a relationship journal.
Oh.
I think people can hear the birds.
Yep.
It's from that window. Should I go shut it?
Nope. Or who cares? It's actually out this window.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah, the shut window.
So enjoy the birds and snoring pit bulls, everybody, because that's just us. The Changing Perspectives podcast. Jenny, what's a relationship journal? Have you heard of this?
Well, I haven't read this, but I'm assuming it's like a shared journal experience where you see this a lot. And actually, my friend Whitney, I think my copy comes today. I saw an advanced PDF copy. It's a shared journal. It's a gratitude journal for mothers and daughters, teenage daughters. So there's a lot of those, like shared journals. And oftentimes they're between a parent and a child. So I'm assuming it's like that. Like there's prompts.
That's
Wait,
cool.
I think we had one.
What do you mean?
I think you and I had a relationship journal. Maybe like 10 years ago. Yeah.
Maybe we should have another one.
I think it's in the front closet.
Oh.
It was pink. And it had like prompts. And it asked questions about our relationship.
Oh, I think you're right.
You don't remember. You're just
pretending. No. I totally remember.
No, I'm pretty sure it's in the front closet. I think we maybe did 4 pages of it.
Maybe we can do the rest of it.
But it's a good idea.
Or start a new one.
It might be good to look back on it.
Every couple's journal is unique, it says. Consider the goal of your shared journal. Will you write letters to each other? Ask each other questions? And then it talks about using prompts as well.
Hmm.
Very cool. What's the next one, Jenny?
Relive a happy shared memory. Hmm. Does that mean just like talk about it?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Want to read it?
Dr. John Gottman suggests that couples create shared meaning through rituals, roles, goals, and symbols. Establishing shared meaning gives purpose to your life together and brings you closer. Reflect on a happy shared memory together and speak on each of your accounts of that memory and why it's meaningful to you. So not actually redo it, but
just talk about it.
That's cool.
And reflect on it.
Does a happy shared memory come to mind right now on the spot for you?
Well, I guess because we're talking about fall, we used to go to that like little bed and breakfast up in New Hampshire all the time.
That's exactly what I thought of.
Oh, yeah.
So,
and we keep on saying that like, whoa, all the times we go to New Hampshire, we should go there. But it's on like the other side of the Kangamangas Highway.
It is. It's up there.
From where we usually stay with our kids. And we're always like, this time we'll do it on the way home or on the way up, or we'll make a day of it. And we never do. Because the boys aren't like, yeah, I want to go see where you guys used to like vacation and where you got and get. They don't care.
No. They're like, what?
Whatever.
So I absolutely thought of like hanging out with you in the fall, going away to that place. But also we have a nice little fall trip coming up.
We do. But not there.
Which is exciting. But not there. So,
but we could if we wanted to go 3 hours out of our way.
Nope.
No.
Okay. I'm good.
Yeah, me neither.
We can pretend.
Also, we're going to a nicer hotel than the place we could afford when we were 19.
Yes, that's very, very true. What's next? Oh, am I next? No, I'm next, right?
I don't really know.
Recreate your first date. Oh, my goodness.
I feel like that's all we do when we go on a date.
What?
Dinner and a movie.
When have we gone to a movie, just the two of us?
I don't know. Want to go see Dear Evan Hansen?
Sure.
I don't remember the last time we went to a movie by ourselves.
So why did you just say that's what we do all the time?
Well, we go to dinner a lot.
But I don't think we went to dinner on our first date. It was just a movie.
It was just a movie?
Yeah.
Did we go to the mall first?
Probably.
Probably, right?
We didn't go by ourselves.
I know. We were in a group.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But it was our first date.
Yes, that's true.
It was also our first what, Jenny?
Time we watched Interview with a Vampire.
And what else?
Nothing else. Stop.
Well, in a minute, there's a square about kissing.
All right. It's where we had our first kiss.
Where we had our first kiss was our first date.
All right. Okay.
So should we go to a movie theater and miss half the movie by making out?
Absolutely not.
But John Gottman says we should do that.
No.
I actually think I like movies too much now.
And they're a lot of money.
I know. Why would you waste that?
And it's rude.
27, however long it was ago, it was a lot cheaper to go to the movies.
In like 3 weeks, it's our actual anniversary. So how many years ago was it? 27. I think 27.
27. I win.
You were right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're next.
Tell your story of us.
Oh, I was on the wrong page.
Oh, well, I don't know what our story is. Like, what does that mean?
Where are you?
I'm on the next one. Recreate your first date.
I have go on an adventure or illustrate. Oh, story of us. There it is. It doesn't say, it says illustrate. That's what I was looking for.
Is this really good? This, all the paper rustling. It does. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Illustrate or write down your story of us. That's a long story.
Yeah. I feel like we tell our story a lot.
We do.
We were just talking about it with the boys the other day, I feel like. Oh, because we were going to be at the field that we were out at when you met my sister for the first time. Yeah.
Yeah. So it says, how did you and your partner fall in love? What story do you both love to tell people when they ask, how did you meet? What do you always say to everybody? Go ahead.
I hated you.
Yep.
Yeah. You were cocky and rude and full of yourself. Talent boy. That's what I called you.
But that's not the story of how you fell in love with me, though.
How did I fall in love with you?
I don't know. I mean, I know.
Well, I was forced to spend a lot of time with you after school because we were in marching band and jazz band because we were super cool.
But when we first met, I mean, we met in elementary school, but
I don't remember that.
I remember. But we met in the...
There's a cat trying to break into the studio now.
Oh, there's too many animals. In the late spring...
This is why we go away.
...of that 1994, we met, and you didn't like me.
No, because it was a trombone lesson.
Yeah.
And I couldn't play... Are we telling the story?
We've told it on the show.
I wanted to join the marching band, because my friends were in the marching band, and I played piano, so I was like, I could just play the mallets. And I asked the band director and he was like, nah, we have enough, but we need a trombone player. And I was like, all right, fine. And so I did beginning trombone lessons and it felt like there were like 15 people in there. I felt like there were a lot of people.
There was a good amount.
Not a lot stuck with it.
No.
And we were sitting in like this half circle and the band instructor asked everybody to play a note and I couldn't. And I remember he like literally kind of rolled his eyes and was like, Josh, show her how to do it. And you were like, okay, and you did it, and I hated you. I wanted to, like, take the mouthpiece out of my trombone and throw it at your head.
I was in...
Because you were cocky about it. She's older than me, and she's a girl, and I can do this, and she can't.
I definitely did not think any of those words.
I think you did.
Nope. Absolutely not. No, I was in it because I picked up trombone.
Were you like an eighth grader then?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were an eighth grader then.
I was, like, a second or third instrument for me.
Wow.
Because I was been playing music for a long time. So I had picked it up. I had played before. My brother had a trombone, so I figured out how to play it. So I was learning. But then we weren't in contact for like months.
Right.
Like a long time.
Right.
Even when school started, we didn't, like the first month, we didn't really interact.
Because I feel like jazz band didn't start right away at the beginning. It wasn't until jazz band, and then we had to stay after school every Monday. Because jazz band didn't start until like 4:30, and we got out of school at 2 or something, but couldn't go home, so you just hung out in the band room. And then you sat next to me, and I remember being like, oh, this guy, I hate this guy. And then you'd play piano, and then you were in drama. You got some big role, I feel like, that fall in drama.
Was that Flowers for Algernon?
I don't know. I didn't like you. I don't know. And I went to homecoming with someone else.
So when we talk about the story of us, there's a good amount of time in between when you met me and decided you didn't like me until we actually started liking each other.
Yeah, then you spent a lot of time with me, and I was like, oh, he's kind of nice. He's kind of sweet and a little funny.
Looking. okay. But that's it. We have to write that down. But we have to include the time that we spent apart.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I like illustrate. We draw pictures of all this.
It'll be me shooting daggers at you with my eyes across the band room.
Oh, maybe even act it out, it says.
Could create a skit.
Yeah, I like that. Okay, I think I'm next, I think. Take a photo together. We have a bunch of those. Do you have a favorite photo together? Photos can be a special way to remember cherished moments. That's easy. I feel like we'd hit the bingo square in that one pretty easy.
Yeah, actually, I try to publish something on my Facebook page every night at 7:30. That's mine, like an article or a microblog or a meme. And I'm publishing a relationship article. It's an old one, so it's nothing new. But I'm putting a new picture with it. So last night I was going through all our pictures, and I was like, we have a lot of selfies together.
We do, actually.
Yeah. So all right.
We have selfies together before they were actually selfies.
True. The next one is try the Gottman Card Decks app. I like that they threw in a little self promo there.
Yeah, there's a couple other self promos in here too.
And I feel like we downloaded that at one point on our phones. And it's stuff like this. You sort of just randomly kind of pick a card essentially on the app, and it gives you stuff like this to do.
Yeah. It has a bunch of new, like, different decks too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It says, if you already downloaded the app, try a new deck with your partner or revisit the one that you both enjoy. Mm. We have a couple other, one or two other apps that we've used before that are kind of cool too.
Yeah, I keep on saying we need to do an episode about that, but one of them is wonky, and I'm talking with tech support about it because I'm supposed to be having a trial version of it, and I can't get into it.
Yeah, because I was doing it for a while with you, but then...
Yeah, it's a really cool app, so stay tuned. It's on my enormously long list of things to do.
The next one says, write each other love notes. When was the last time you wrote your partner a love note?
Well, let's check our texts back and forth.
I know. So we are in contact with each other literally all day long via our smartphones. But we actually used to write love notes to each other.
Well, they were like notes in school. I don't think they were love notes.
I mean, did you maybe tell me you bit. Love me in them?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Probably.
So I think they count for both. But that'd be kind of cool. I'll write you a note. I kind of left you a note in the mirror yesterday.
You did. That talk was about sweet. It. Well, should I talk about the fight we had the night before that led to the note on the mirror? No, I won't.
Oh.
But it was cute. I woke up to a masking taped I love you on the mirror, which kind of sounds a little serial killer-ish now that I just heard myself say that out loud.
Well, I wanted the blue painter's tape so it popped out more, but I couldn't find it, so I had to use regular masking tape.
Yeah, no, I didn't see it until until my contacts were in, and I was, I think, doing my makeup. I was like, oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here's the one you were scared about. Go ahead.
Share a daily 6-second kiss.
I'll pause this right now.
What's the 6-second piece? Is that sort of like the hug thing? Like the longer a hug is, the more positive, happy hormones get released?
I think so. So it says, according to Dr. John Gottman, a 6-second kiss is a kiss with potential. 6 seconds is long enough to make a moment of connection with your partner. It places the focus on you and your partner at that moment. Share a 6-second kiss and notice what it does for your connection.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about we're both overachievers, so I think we should shoot for 7 or 8 seconds.
Are those Mississippi seconds?
I count Mississippi.
Mississippi. That's a Friends joke, right? Or is it an Office joke?
That's a Friends. It's Friends joke. What are you doing? Come on now.
But I can't remember what episode. It's from. Yes.
Did
that's
you
right.
count Mississippi?
Yes, that's right.
Next. That's me. Share what you feel grateful for. What do you feel grateful for? Ask each other this question and listen to each other's responses without interruption. I'm gonna ask you right now, what are you grateful for? We're gonna cross this one off right with the free space.
What am I grateful for?
Yeah. I'm listening.
See, you're putting me on the spot a lot today. I am grateful for you being a dork.
What is that supposed to mean?
Like and being open to all this cheesy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And doing sweet little things like masking tape serial killer I love yous on my mirror.
Serial killer. It is October.
Is that spooky? Oh, like month. Halloween. Yeah.
That
yeah.
counts.
Okay. That's a good one. All right. Well, what are you grateful for?
I'm grateful for our vast. Wow. Are you kidding me right now?
Everyone in this house hates my phone because I have so many alarms.
That phone right now. I am not grateful for your alarm.
Nobody in this house is. It's always like, Jenny, your alarm. Mom, shut that off.
Back to a Friends reference. It makes me think of the margarita episode. And when he's making fajitas.
Fajitas.
Ross. And he's like, a timer keeps going off. And he finally goes, I don't know what that one even is for.
I don't even know what that one's for. Yeah. That one is it's 11:15 and we have to wrap up before 11:30.
Yeah.
And we're only halfway through. So okay. I was
we
right.
Like I said, we don't have to finish.
Okay.
We can say, hey, read
check
the rest
out the
of
rest.
It.
Check okay. out the
rest. I'm grateful for
my alarms because they keep us on task.
I actually was going to say that, but my real answer before we were rudely interrupted, was our vast history. And how we can use it to inform like new experiences. Like we love going away together in the fall because we've done it before. And now yeah. we're going to get a chance to do it again. And it's exciting. It's like combining what we really love. One of the things we really love, one of our things, quote unquote, and then creating new memories by going to a new space.
Yeah.
Place, as what I meant to say.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Set an intention to ask open-ended questions in every discussion.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So open-ended questions being things that are not answerable with like a one word, yes, no, blue, yellow, you know, sort of like,
yeah.
Tell me what you're grateful for, or tell me why you're grateful for me.
It says, it gives you an example of instead of, did you have a good day at work today? Instead, ask, what was your day like today?
Yeah, we've learned to try to ask our children these open-ended questions. Yeah. Doesn't really work with our oldest one because he'll just be, now he's just like, stop. I don't,
yeah.
It's weird when you ask me questions like that.
It doesn't really work for the other one either.
No, they're smarter than us now. You just have to like wait for a door to kind of be cracked open and then you just kick it open.
Yeah.
And then it all comes spilling out.
Right, and he'll be like,
a car is a good place for that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This happened. And then there's like a half an hour worth of story behind it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I guess it's easy to fall into that pattern as a couple, too.
Oh, for sure.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Set an intention. No, you already said that. Mm-hmm. Complete a Gottman relationship coach program together. Here's another shameless plug. Have you tried the new Gottman relationship coach programs yet? The Gottman Relationship Coach is a multimedia experience designed to enhance the well-being of relationships. Let Drs. John and Julie Gottman guide you through science-based relationship skill-building tools in a series of interactive videos, exercises, and card decks. Yeah.
Why did you just wave at me?
I was waving at Norma Jean. I was trying to get her attention.
It didn't work.
I can wave at you, though.
The Gottman Institute really is a wonderful resource for all things couples related. Come up with a shared bucket list of goals and dreams.
Yeah. That's cool.
No, I like that. I can't remember which of my writer friends was talking about that, but talking about like how they have, sort of like a to-do list, a bucket list for their relationship and they try to,
that's cool.
Do new things all the time.
I think we have like an unofficial list, right? Things that we always sort of talk about or whatever. But maybe we should actually write it down.
We should. In that shared journal.
Yeah.
There you go.
It says here about that one, take time to learn about each other's hopes and wishes for the future and collaborate on what your legacy as a we might be. We as in quote unquote we. Yeah.
Go on an adventure in your town for a day.
No, thanks.
Well, but listen. So okay. My friends, a few of my friends and I, this is our plan because there are
is news to me.
There are a few stores in this town that I have never been into. And they are like, 500-year-old stores or something. They go back to the beginning of time. And there's also a whole side of this town that I'm always like, oh, I never go on that
Did
side.
Did you say 500? I'm pretty sure we're only a little over 200 years old.
They're really old. And there are a few of my friends who have also not experienced those things. And then when people find out, they're like, what? You've never been in fill in the blank. And I'm like, no. And they're like, we're going to do a big adventure of our town and take you guys into these places.
Does it include the watering holes?
No, because we've been in all those.
But it should include the watering holes. Okay. Use the hashtag Gottman Relationship Bingo to share your adventure with us.
I don't think the adventure in our town would be really
exciting. But can I come? Because then we would be able to check off this.
Sorry, I meant to say that. Okay. You could come with us. I don't actually know that you've been in all these places either.
Name one.
I can't, because I don't want to give away where we live.
I think people don't.
Because then a serial killer might come and write I love you on my mirror.
Okay, fair enough.
In masking tape.
After we shut off the recorder, tell me.
I will. Recorder?
Yeah. Recording system? Yeah.
I was just going to do it, my impression of a recorder.
No,
don't. My brain talked me out of that.
Am I next?
Yeah.
Sign up for the Marriage Minute. I was just talking about this. So Marriage Minute is the mailing list. Every couple can benefit from this resource of tools, articles, and exercises. And each email takes only about a minute to read. It's an easy way to get in the habit of relationship health. I really like the Marriage Minute. It reminds me to always put some focus on our relationship and gives us some good topics for the show. And it's good. It's a nice resource. So I agree with that bingo square.
Okay. But what's this next one? Listen to small things often. Is that like an audiobook of theirs?
It's a podcast. Take 5 minutes or less out of your day to listen to the Small Things Often podcast. Small Things Often is the name. It's three words, all capitalized. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday and are available whenever you listen to your favorite podcast. So I have to admit, I've never listened to that.
Well, I don't listen to podcasts, so.
I kind of disagree with you saying that on the show anymore.
Sorry. I'm being honest.
I'll tell you why. Want me to tell you why? Why? What?
Okay.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Okay.
Because I stopped listening to a podcast because the host seemed disconnected from their fan base.
But am I disconnected from my fan base by saying I don't listen to podcasts?
I don't think so. I have no idea. I'm just saying that's a possibility.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
you listen to this one on the replay sometimes.
Not really.
When I unplug the headphones. So when I'm doing the quality check.
Ew, my voice. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah. I get that piece.
Yeah.
But you admitted the other day you did listen to the daily.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
So you do listen. You just don't listen as often.
It's the driving thing. And also, y'all are in my house a lot. I like quiet. And so that's when I'm actually alone, I like quiet. I don't want to hear people. I don't even put on music. It's just quiet. And when I'm working out, I listen to music. And when I'm driving to the gym, I listen to music. I'm not in the car for more than like 10 minutes at a time these days.
That's true.
But maybe I will try to lean into the podcast piece.
Yeah.
And listen to some.
And we should start with Small Things Often by the Gottmans. All right.
Okay.
Let's do two more each, and we have to say goodbye to everybody.
Read and chat about an article from the Gottman Relationship blog. I'm just going to blow through this one. Go there. They have good resources. Read an article together.
Oh, and we've done these. The Sound Relationship House and the Four Horsemen.
Uh-huh.
Those.
No, we haven't done the Four Horsemen. We've talked about it. We haven't done it.
So we'll have to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. These Gottman resources are excellent. This one is awesome. And we've been doing this actually since we were in high school. Learn how to say I love you in a new language.
Okay. Je t'aime.
Je t'aime, which is French.
Microphone.
There are many ways to say I love you. Explore the meaning of this sentiment across different cultures together and learn how to say it in a new language.
Read a book together. I think that's a good shared experience.
We do. We've done that before.
It's been a long time, but that would be nice. I really don't want to not finish, so I'm rushing.
Okay.
Learn to play a new game or activity together. That can be fun.
Ooh,
especially during the fall and winter.
It says your adventures can be big like a vacation or small like taking ballroom dance lessons together.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know. I want to take dance lessons. Yeah.
Schedule 5 minutes of cozy or cuddling time each day.
Oh, I like that.
Cultivating daily moments of intimate connection with a partner can result in a deeply fulfilling relationship, but sometimes it's hard to find the time.
Rather than just waiting for it to happen spontaneously.
Yeah.
All right. So I think this is it. We did.
Nice.
So I think this is a good little activity to do on like a date night or just when you're sitting on the couch watching Netflix or something with your partner, is to sort of like talk about this, right? It took us, well, longer than I wanted, but.
Well, we flew through it though.
No, I'm saying it took us longer than
what
I wanted, and you're saying it went by quick.
We flew through the last few as well. Yeah,
but I think you could spend as little or as much time on this as you want.
Absolutely, yeah.
But it could spark some interesting conversations and gain some insight in each other and create some new opportunities for connection moving forward. And so I think this is a great resource.
And shared experiences.
Yeah.
Yeah, we highly recommend everything Gottman Institute, but hashtag Gottman Relationship Bingo. Check that out. Free download. Anything else for today?
No.
My love?
No.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for today, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. For today's show notes links, you can check out the Gottman Institute online and sign up for the Marriage Minute newsletter. Speaking of newsletter, you can do so at Changing Perspectives Online, signing up for Jenny's newsletter. And don't forget, new iTunes reviews will be featured on the show. Head on over to iTunes, rate and review us. We'll read those new ones over the year. By doing so, it helps more people find us. Follow us on Facebook, everybody, Changing Perspective Podcast, and on Instagram at Changing Perspectives Blog. You can send us an email to info@changingperspectivesonline.com. You can also visit changingperspectivesonline.com. And while you're there, don't forget to visit the shop to check out all that fall Changing Perspectives merchandise. Go ahead and subscribe to the show so you'll never miss an episode. And we will see you next time. Say bye, Jenny.
Bye, Jenny.
The Changing Perspectives podcast is produced, recorded, and edited by Dizzy Bird Studios. Copyright 2021. Please visit Dizzy Bird Studios on Facebook, facebook.com/DizzyBirdStudios.